you know, he's preaching against the political leaders. He's calling out their sins. And then in verse number 5, look at verse number 5, he starts getting on the prophets. He says in verse number 5, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry peace, and he that putteth not in their mouths, they even prepare war against him. So not only are the political leaders guilty of committing wickedness, but even the spiritual leaders are guilty of this. When he talks about prophets, he's referring to supposed men of God, people that others would esteem as being spiritual leaders in that nation, those who are proclaiming God's word. He's saying unto them that they're making God's people to err. They're causing them to stumble. They bite with their teeth and cry peace. Now, I often, when I think about this, I think about the fact that, you know, a lot of Christians out there will bite and devour Christians like us, but they'll say, why aren't you guys peaceful? You know, why are you guys have to attack everyone as they're attacking us? Why do you guys have to preach against everyone as they're criticizing us? Right? They bite with their teeth and cry, peace. That's what they're doing. They're hypocrites. So he's calling out the political leaders. He's calling out the prophets. No man is safe from Micah here. He's not a respecter of people. And then in verse number 9, he gives us the common denominator between the two. He says in verse number 9, hear this, I pray you, ye heads of the house of Jacob, and princes of the house of Israel, listen to this, that abhor judgment and pervert all equity. So what is the common denominator between these two? They hate judgment. They hate people who judge. They hate equity. They hate people who pass judgment. They despise it. They pervert it. They do not like it. It says in verse number 10, they build up Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity. The heads thereof judge for reward. So when they do pass judgment, it's not because they love the truth. It's not because it's the right thing to do. Their motive behind it is a reward, you know. And you say, well, how would you apply that to today? Well, you know, every Republican political leader will tell you exactly what you want to hear just to get them in office. And like manner, you know, there's a lot of prophets out there that will preach exactly what you want to hear just to keep you in church so you can keep tithing. He says, they judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets thereof divine for money. Yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? None evil could come upon us. It's a very presumptuous thing to say. And so we see here that he's preaching against the political leaders, the prophets, and it's because they abhor judgment. They hate it. And in the midst of all this perversion of judgment, hatred towards equity, we have verse 8. He says, but truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin, the Bible says. So what is Micah talking about here? He's saying you have these political leaders, a bunch of compromisers, who will tell you anything that you want to hear just to get them in office, and they do it for a reward. They're wicked. They're vile. They take advantage of the innocent. You have these false prophets out there. These so-called fundamental Baptists out there who claim to be Baptists, but they preach a repent of your sins gospel, or they have this liberal church where they just preach what you want to hear just to get you to give to their building offering or to their tithes so he can buy himself a new yacht or whatever. You have both of those, but then you have Micah. And Micah says, I'm full of judgment. I'm full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment and of might. Why? To declare unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. He's saying, I am full of judgment to judge you regarding your sin.